broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you. I first want to start the show with what happened on Oahu yesterday. And prayers and our love go out to the people who died in the fire in the Marco Polo yesterday, to their families and to the people who lost their homes, to the flames, the smoke. Thank you to the first responders, the Red Cross, and the people who simply came out to the Alawai Park to help because help was needed. Thank you. Let's go to golf now. All right, the 2017 U.S. Women's Amateur, the sectional qualifier, is at Princeville Mackay Golf Club. May you girls all hit the sweet spot every time. It was a historic day for golf, for women's golf, and for the President of the United States. For the first time in history, a sitting president attended the U.S. Women's Open. President Donald Trump arrived at Bedminster yesterday afternoon, and while President Trump was fist-pumping and thumb-upping the crowd while taking selfies. The crowd was taking selfies with the president in the frame. The U.S. women's golf players were competing on the course right behind him. Shen-Chen Feng leads at 8-under amateur. He Jin Choi just 2 strokes back and tied with Jung-Hung 6th Lee. We're going to have to ask Ron Syrak about that name. And Amy Yang, Michelle Wee, she had to withdraw because of a neck injury. Bernard Langer could make history with a 4th consecutive Senior Players Championship. We'll be talking about that with Bob Bubka. But it is moving day at the U.S. Women's Open. Ron Syrak is in the clubhouse. Let's first thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata & Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Ron Syrak, a special to the LPGA this week, and of course, Golf Channel contributor. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
What a week you are having. I guess a little weather, and then the president arrives, and quite the leaderboard. Tell us what it's like right now at Bedminster in New Jersey.
Yeah, the players have had just about every distraction thrown at them that could be possible, a weather delay, and the fact that at 3:40 yesterday afternoon, a presidential motorcade showed up, and then later in the day, the president moved from his residence to the viewing box, and every time you move the president around, it brings the course to a screeching halt, and it stops things. The security is extremely intense. I went through 3 different checkpoints coming in this morning. So bottom line, though, for the players, first time they've ever had a sitting president at a women's U.S. Open, at a women's major. And I think that they feel that the trade-off is worth it for the attention that they're getting this week.
That's fantastic. I'm glad, because it seemed weird that he was greeting the crowd so enthusiastically while play continued behind, right in the same frame, so to speak. And it was like, really?
Yeah, I mean, there was a photo that I saw of a scene in which somebody's hitting off the, I guess, the 15th, and the entire gallery has their backs to the player because they're taking pictures of the president up at his booth. It was a very, very odd situation. I've been to 154 major championships, and I've not seen anything quite like this.
No, this is a complete, yes, and for the women, it's just, like you said, it's awesome, because the attention is focused on them, and they handled the news conferences so well whenever they were asked about President Trump being there with his attitude so often expressed toward women, most recently in France, and they just really talked about golf, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the players were very well coached and were briefed on talking points and ways to handle the situation, and to a person, they stuck to the script and they did very, very well. Angela Stanford had the funniest point where she said, you know, secretly I want to be a Secret Service agent. So I'm sort of hoping I get to meet a Secret Service agent this week. And Julie Inkster, who's always, she came in to do a press conference a lot about as in her role as Solheim Cup captain. And she took the question straight on more than anybody else did. And she said, hey, look, it's a no-win situation, you know, for any of these players to weigh in on what their personal feelings are would just open them up for criticism and attack from somewhere. And I think that's exactly true.
Absolutely.
No matter what you say, there's going to be a lot of people out there who aren't going to be happy with you.
Yeah, and Brittany Lincecum took it right away, because I think her point when she said what she said about President Trump coming was, you know, I wish he didn't come because it's going to be so distracting. But people
right.
took it as an – yeah. Go ahead.
They took it as a political statement, and it wasn't a political statement at all. It was a logistical statement, really. I talked to another player who's a very, very prominent player, who's friends with Trump, and the president called her and said, "What do you think I should do?" And she said to him, "Please stay away," you know, because for the same reason, she wanted the attention just to be focused on the player. But I do think now that he's here, the players are realizing that maybe more people than normal are going to be paying attention to this tournament this week. Maybe a few more eyes will be on the TV screens just to see what's going on here. And that's, to me, that's the biggest thing the LPGA needs to grow is better TV exposure, because I've always felt that the biggest critics of the LPGA are both among the fans and the media, are people who don't come to the events and don't watch the events. Once you experience it, you realize what a great product it is.
Yeah, and the web.com tour has their own Trump. They have Steph Curry.
Exactly.
All right, so let's turn to, I have this great comment from Amy Yang, who, of course, is at the top of the leaderboard, not at the very top, but in the top 10. And this is what Amy Yang said yesterday when she came off the course.
So it rains a lot on the front nine, but, you know, I just try to stay hung up there and kept grinding, and you know the birdie on the last hole feels really good. It's gonna make you nervous. The most important is patience. You know, it's playing tough. You know, it was a different golf course out there today. It played much longer. Keep trying. You know, never get mad. Just be patient out there. Yeah. I think, again, it's patience and believing yourself, you know, playing in the contention. I like where I positioned right now, and I'm really looking forward to play weekend. You know, I'm hitting good and I'm putting good. So I'm feeling good about my game right now, yeah.
And that was Amy Yang. She's tied for second with Yi Jin Choi and Zhong Chung Li. And then at the top of the leaderboard is Shen Shen Fang. All right, let's go to the amateur. Amateur is Yi Jin Choi. What is she, 17? This is her first 17, major?
17 years old. She's the reigning Australian ladies amateur champion. She's the number two ranked amateur in the world. And she played lights out yesterday, and then she felt the nerves a little bit. She bogeyed two of her last three holes. She ended up shooting 69, and she had a pair of 69s, and that's a very, very impressive start, and it's just another indication of how women's golf is getting younger and more talented and again, more global.
And strong. Now then there's Zhong Chung Li, and I'm wondering, I often see her name written as Zhong Chung Six Li. Why the six?
There are, because there are five other players with the same name as her that play on the Korean LPGA, and she was the last one to come along, so she became Jung Yoon 6. Jung Yoon 5 is actually was in the field, too. She missed the cut.
That is so good. That's wonderful. Okay. Now, we just heard from Amy Yang, who was talking about the weather and how the course played differently. I guess it's rained a lot, and not all the players got to finish their rounds. That made for a very tiring coming back to finish up. Now, 62 players made the cut. What's the play going to be like? What's the course? How is it going to play today?
Yeah, it's playing softer than they were hoping. It's not going to be firm and fast the way they wanted to. So I do think today is going to be pretty scoreable out there. The fairways are generous anyway. They're very wide fairways. They're massive greens. You know, this is the kind of place where lag putting is going to be really important because you're going to get a lot of long putts here. But I do think, Shan Shan's at 8 under par. You look back, there's a group at 3 under with Brooke Henderson, Lydia Ko, and Marina Alex. Then at 2 under, Nelly Korda, Angela Stanford, Stacey Lewis, Christy Kerr, and Se-young Kim. Somebody back in that group is going to make a move today. They're going to shoot a number that begins with a 6 and climb up the leaderboard.
Yeah, no, these are the long hitters, like Brooke Henderson or Lexi Thompson, the bombers having they've got the edge.
And like most U.S. Open golf courses, you can attack this course with the driver because the fairways are very, very wide and because of the fact that it has rained so much that the ball's not running out. And it sort of fits. I love what Brooke Henderson did yesterday. Brooke didn't have anywhere near her A game. She went out, she hit only 8 greens and shot 1 under par, 71. You know, she turned what could have been a 76, 77 into a 71, and that's one of the keys to winning golf tournaments is make your bad round not that bad. You know, do some damage control. She did it. She can attack this course with the driver. She's fearless with the driver and hits it a long way, and I'm expecting her to make a move today.
Interesting. And then Lydia Ko had kind of an awful front nine with, was it 4 bogeys and then came back with birdies?
Yeah, she shot 40 on the front nine, then came back in 33. She showed a lot of grit. You know, Lydia's got the win this year. And for a couple weeks now, and I started feeling this way at the women's PGA. I'm expecting her to turn a corner. She made all of, you know, we talked about it before. In the off season, she changed coach, caddies, clubs, ball, the whole works. And I think right now she's starting to get her feet back on the ground, and it looks like she's going to hang around for the weekend.
Let's say this 17-year-old from the Republic of Korea, the second lowest 36 hole by an amateur in championship history, her position I think is the best by an amateur since Michelle Wee in 2005.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 06, Michelle finished either third or fourth in the U.S. Women's Open. So
I was reading, you know, on the USGA website, and if she were to win, if an amateur, this is be the first time in 50 years.
Yep, Renee Lacoste, exactly 50 years ago, 1967, I guess that was, and that's the only amateur to win this tournament. Yep.
Yeah, so it's just interesting. All the things that are, there's so many storylines at this U.S. Women's Open that make it very, very special in addition to watching all of the fabulous players that we know so well, getting to know some of the new players that are coming in, some of the young players. I'm also looking at the leaderboard, and I'm looking for an American flag, and I'm going down, and there's Jennifer Song. There's an American. There's Marina Alex.
Marina Alex, yep.
And you're thinking that Marina's got the game to take this course on.
Well, you know, she's a Jersey girl. She's from about 40 miles away. Grew up in Wayne, New Jersey, and played her college golf at Vanderbilt. And she's really motivated this week by being back on her home turf. The local newspapers, as you can imagine, are really writing her up big every day. And she's the darling of the crowd here. And she's sort of riding that emotion. You know, she's one of those people. One of the other stories inside the story is the race to get on the U.S. Solheim Cup team. There's only three events left after this because this is a major. It's double points. And Marina Alex has an outside chance of getting there. Two of the people who are tied, Michelle Wee and Brittany Lang, were tied for the last two automatic spots on the point list. Michelle's not going to get any points because she withdrew. Brittany's is playing badly today, and she's not going to get any points. And so you look at people like Austin Ernst, Angela Stanford, Lizette Salas, Marina Alex, Jennifer Song, Danielle Kang, even Nellie Korda, all have a chance to really get Julie Inkster's attention by picking up a lot of Solheim Cup points this week.
I'm glad you brought up the Solheim Cup. That was exactly where I wanted to go, about that, the team gelling and coming together. It's going to be a different dynamic. Hopefully we see Michelle Wee. We'd love to see her in the Solheim Cup because she brings such an energy. But we won't see her cohort, Christina Kim, in the Solheim Cup. It's going to be a different kind of team, isn't it?
Yeah, first off, I think in terms of Michelle, even if she falls off of the, if Julie Inkster has to use a captain's pick to put Michelle on the team, she will do that. Michelle is a very, very good match play player, and she's a great teammate. The players love her sense of humor in the team room. They love her competitive spirit and fire, and I think she's a lock for the team, whether she's there or not. But it is a transition period. The top six are probably set. Stacey Lewis, Jarena Piller, Christy Kerr, Jessica Korda, and Danielle Kang. And Kang's going to be a rookie in there. Korda's a relative newcomer. And then we've got those other names that I mentioned, Ernst and Alex and going way back to, again, and Julie keeps talking about Nellie Korda. She's in love with Nellie Korda. And right now, unless Nellie picks up a lot of points this week, and she has a chance, she's tied for 14th going into this round, Julie would have to skip over a lot of players to make her a captain's pick. But she likes Nellie's game.
She likes Nellie's game. She is strong, isn't she? We haven't seen her in a while at the top when she was really contending for what's been up with her game.
Yeah, she played really well right out of the box early in the year, and then has sort of struggled since. And I can't exactly put my finger on what it is. Maybe she was feeling the pressure of playing her way onto the last person, Paula Creamer, her rookie year, played her way onto the Solheim Cup team in one season. The points are accumulated over 2 years. Very hard to come out there and get enough points in one season. And Nellie might have been feeling that pressure a little bit too much because, Julie was talking her up very early in the year, and we were all sort of saying, wow, this kid could play her way on. She's 18, and she could play her way onto the Solheim Cup team. Now she seems to be getting her feet back on the ground a little bit.
You know, when you were talking about the pressure, feeling the pressure, I'm going to bring in Rory McIlroy just for a minute. And here's a guy who has no patience. He's never had patience. He's feeling the pressure. He has no patience. That must be the worst combination for a player to face, trying to be patient, play within yourself, play your game, just take it, this is so hard, one shot at a time, and just do your best every time and not think about the outcome.
I thought of Rory yesterday when I was watching Brooke Henderson. I was thinking, this is exactly what Rory can't do. Rory can't take a 76 and turn it into a 71. He's either got his A game and blows everybody away, or he seemingly loses interest out there. I've seen him turn 71s into 76s. I've never seen any great golfer shoot as many nine-hole rounds in the 40s, and I bet I've seen him do it seven or eight times as Rory has done. And he's proven us he can win with his A game. He hasn't shown us he can win with his B game. In fact, he hasn't even shown us he has a B game. He sort of goes right from his A to his C or his B game. He either wins or he's not a factor. He's a real puzzle for me that way.
Yeah, exactly. A puzzle, indeed. And I think it has a lot to do with temperament and what you expect of yourself. And when that doesn't come to fruition, you just don't have, I'm falling apart here. And that last putt, when he could have putt for, the cut, and it went not even close to the hole. I was like, whoa, okay. I've got the lovely Ann Kane coming in, and I wanted to talk to her, but I need to get your take on this. The dress code changes that are going to go into effect on July 17th. You talk about quick, but I understand this has been talked about for a while. The LPGA has decided to impose some dress code. I've just gotten used to the girls wearing razorbacks and being kind of, well, more risque than one expects to see at a country club. What's behind this crackdown?
Yeah, you know, I don't entirely get it, because I've sort of been in the camp where I'd rather see, and there are a lot of players out here who wear attire that you could not wear at many country clubs in this country. And I'd rather see the country clubs go the other way, you know, and relax their codes, you know. We keep talking about the need to attract younger people to the game, and it seems to be more modern that way is the way to do it. I don't really have any insight on that. I don't know if they're getting pushback from sponsors on it, but it surprised me. It really caught me off guard when I saw them make that release.
Yeah, I was, what? I mean, everybody's looking really sharp and cool, and would make the younger kids, and I'm talking 13, 14, 15, 12, 11, 10, because younger kids, they're getting younger all the time. I just really want to wear that look and feel that sassy, if you will. It doesn't mean that there's anything untoward about it. It just feels good. And there's, you know, the tennis players have adopted the look
right
for so long, and there's nothing about sexuality in that. And I don't understand. I always thought the LPGA was out in front helping women be able to express themselves, be athletic, and focus on that rather than, you know, making sure the skirt is down just above the kneecap. All right. Who are you following this afternoon?
Well, as I said, I do have my. I'm going to go out with Brooke Henderson and walk with her for a while to see if she makes her move. But I'm going to end up back with Shan-Chan Fung because, for one thing, I just enjoy the heck out of her. She has got one of the best attitudes about playing golf of anybody I've ever seen. You know, I mean, she said the other day, you know, golf's a part of my life. Golf's not my life. And I think that she's really got a major championship mentality. You know, you talk about being able to roll with the punches. She can, and she's just, I like being, she's one of those people that it makes you feel good to be around her because she's having such a good time. Watch her demeanor on the golf course. It's a hoot.
That's right, and her pants. She turned her cow pants into cow shorts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is somebody who literally, you know, golf is competing with shopping, with eating, with playing video games, with listening to music. I mean, she's got a lot of things she likes to do, and golf's just one of them. I was talking to her coach, Gary Gilchrist, who's been her coach forever, starting in junior golf, and he says, Shan-Chan's swing is so remarkably repeatable, especially when you consider that she never practices. And Shan-Chan says, "What do you mean you never practice?" And Gary says, "Because you never practice." And she just laughed, shook her head, and walked away. And she doesn't practice. She's like Laura Davis that way.
Ron Zyrek is special to the LPGA. You're going to be at the Solheim Cup, right?
I'm hoping so. We're still talking about that.
I hope so, too. I hope so. I wish you'd be at the Women's British as well. Ron Zyrek is Golf Channel contributor, and you can find him at ronzyrek.com. Thanks so much for being on the show, Ron.
And go read me at lpga.com, and that might get me to the Solheim Cup.
Go to lpga.com. Lots and lots of times. Thanks. Clicks, clicks, clicks.
Talk to you later, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Aloha. Thank you. We're going to turn it over next to Ann Kane, the player promotion executive, women's golfer, Titleist. I didn't realize there was somebody doing a gig for longer than I. This is my 19th year on the air, and I was looking at Ann, and she's got me beat. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be Hitting the Green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Ann Kane is Player Promotion Executive for Women's Golf Titleist. Ann, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And that means you're the person everybody wants to see because you take care of all your Titleist players, right?
That is correct. All the Titleist and FootJoy out there.
So how much stuff do you travel with?
Myself, personally, on the plane, just a suitcase. I mean, everything gets shipped in because it's just too much to even... It has to ship so far in advance and get there. But it's quite a bit. I'd say at least 8 to 1,000 pounds a week. So it's a lot of moving.
And then you're in charge of all these boxes and things and sorting them out. And I saw how you set everything up on the range. You can follow Ann Kane. Ann Kane, it's all caps with a dash at the bottom at the end, on Twitter. Some of the photos of all the things you do for your players are really impressive. What are some of the requests that they have? I mean, it must be, do you take care of clubs or do you take care of the golf balls, the accessories?
I actually do everything on Titleist or FootJoy. So, I ensure they have balls, gloves, and shoes weekly. And then anything else, you know, is basically ordered and shipped in. So, you know, clubs, I'm not standing there really building them. I have them built in our California office and shipped into the players, any clubs or putters. But there's just certain things that ship in every week, and the rest are custom ordered.
That's great. And how you travel full-time with the tour?
I travel full-time. Every event, I mean, almost all the domestic and a few international. And I actually hit the Symetra Tour and try to look for the upcoming players as well when I can.
Yeah, that's great. I'd love to have somebody on from the Symetra Tour talk about our young ladies who are working so hard. Now, this U.S. Women's Open where you're at must be completely different than any you've ever covered.
It is. There's just a few tournaments a year that are totally different. It is one, and not in a bad way. It's because it's run by the USGA and not the LPGA every week that I'm used to. And we have a different course each week, so there's different people. It's just everything's a little different than what you're used to weekly. So you have to make some adjustments. So it's totally different. And then the other big factor is the players. I'm used to the same field almost all the time every week. And this one, you know, half the field has to qualify for it.
That's right.
So you have a lot of faces that you're not used to seeing and need to say hi and meet and, you know, make sure you have all their product needs met as well.
Must be a huge – what's the energy like there?
It's very high, but it's interesting to watch the players because, I mean, I can see it. I think it's because I've done it so long, but they're very nervous. They want to make sure they have all the equipment and get everything right, but you can just see that nerves and excitement all at the same time.
Is it because it's the U.S. Women's Open?
Yeah, because it's the biggest tournament. I mean, some of them, it's their first time to play in a professional.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to all the players that have played many years out there, they'll still say they get nervous on the first tee. So you can imagine if you've never played before and this is your first tournament, you just got to be a barrel of nerves.
Oh, yeah. Hands shaking uncontrollably.
Yeah.
How am I going to hit this ball, you know?
Yeah.
And you've been hitting the ball since you were six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with President Trump being there, it must have added a completely different vibe.
It was. I mean, I didn't see him yesterday because I know they were out there yesterday. But when I was on site, you know, security was tighter. You know, when I came in, I got thoroughly checked. Thank goodness all my boxes were already inside. So they just basically had a computer bag and me to check. But, you know, the metal detectors were out. It's a little higher security than we normally, you know, have in an LPGA. We have high security, but not all the metal detectors and the Secret Service walking around. So it is a little different atmosphere.
But it must be charged, like the idea that the President of the United States has come to this event must add an added sort of feeling of grandeur to the players.
I would imagine to them. I mean, me, like I said, I was just there. I'm only there during the practice round. So I'm just, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm out of there. So for them, I think it's a little bit more meaningful because he was there yesterday and, you know, they're there all the time. Me, I'm just a little shorter, shorter time period.
I was talking with Ron Cyrak earlier. You must have heard when I mentioned the dress code, the changes that they're asking the women to make sure, like, for instance, razorback with a mock or regular collar allowed, but no collar, no razorback. Plunging necklines, not allowed. I haven't noticed a lot of plunging necklines. Leggings are not allowed unless under a skirt or shorts. The length of the skirt, the shorts, or the skirt must be long enough to not see your bottom area, even if covered by undershorts at any time, standing or bent over. Appropriate attire should be worn to pro-am parties. I've always seen the girls really dress up when they go to parties. Joggers are not allowed at all. Now, what's a jogger?
I'm not sure what a jogger is. You know, it was my first time to, like everybody else, to read about it the other day. I just read about it online. You know, I understand the players got the email with it. But it was my first two, and so, you know, the Women's Open, you know, I'll be honest, and usually stay in the locker room when we talk about things, but at the U.S. Open, we really don't talk about anything. Everybody wants to just play the course, and it's more serious and more down to business than just a weekly. So there was no talk out there about any of that.
Interesting. Well, that's good to know, because probably that may have been one of the reasons why they released it during the U.S.
Yeah.
Women's Open, because they knew that the women would be focused on their game, and this would just be something on the side that you'd deal with later or think about later.
I agree with you, and I mean, you know, like we said earlier, there's a lot of people that are qualifiers, so they're not out there on a weekly basis dealing with that. I think next week, probably be more talk next week.
Have to do some adjusting to the wardrobe, possibly, too.
Yes.
Yeah. What's kept you? I mean, when I said earlier, this is Ann Kane. She's player promotion executive, which means that she takes care of all the needs that a titleist player has. And she's there with whatever the titleist player is using that's titleist. Ann Kane has boxes, which is why we were talking of just joining us. You know, it's a good thing she didn't have to take all that through the metal detectors yesterday. When you're doing that, you've stayed on for 24 years.
Yeah, 24 doing the Titleist and FootJoy. And, I mean, did I think I would be doing it this long? No, probably not, but I got to tell you, I love it to death. You know, you reinvent yourself all the time. I think it's any job you have to do that. Keep yourself reinvented, excited, and enjoying it. I mean, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be doing it. It'd be time to go, but I love my job. I love the players, and you know, I look forward to seeing them. We have time off in the winter, and I can't wait to get back out there and see what's happened to them, because I'm a little bit of a family. We ask about, you know, husbands, wives, kids, houses, you know, what went on in the off season. You know, you get to really get to know them out there besides, you know their equipment as well.
Sometimes the tours are, well, the PGA Tour, their insiders say it's like a traveling circus. All the players come together and you put up the tents and everything happens. You have a more family feeling, do you think, on the LPGA Tour?
Yeah, I don't think it's, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just me. When I think of circus, I think of it being a little more crazy, but that's my first opinion. But I go, no, I think it's more, you know, I have players text me, you know, maybe something I told them. They'll send me a text and ask me how it went or what happened, you know. And so, you know, you do that with close friends because you told them something and, you know, you have a, you know, friendship, a bond there. So that's why I say it's more of a family, because we do. We go to dinner a lot. So I think it really is more of a family feeling.
Do your players come to you with odd requests, like not necessarily and some more golf balls or a golf glove, but when a wardrobe malfunction might happen? Do you have any needle and thread?
I know. I was sitting here thinking, I'm going to say yes to that question, but then I don't have an answer because you're going to want to know what that is. Here's my weirdest request. I was like, yes, I'm going to say yes. I've heard some crazy ones over the year, but I'm trying to get one to come to mind. Maybe it will before we're done.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. But yeah. I can just imagine that you'd be kind of like the den mom,
yeah.
You know.
That,
and I say that, you know, I've been doing this for 19 years. And when you're looking at the amateur at the top of the leaderboard, you see 17. You know, we've had 14- and 15-year-olds play this U.S. Women's Open on many occasions, 13-year-olds, 11-year-olds. So we can definitely be called den moms.
No, you're correct. I mean, I know I've probably given some eye looks occasionally, like, you know, but I go, I always tell them, got to ask. If you don't ask, you'll never know my answer. So,
you know,
throw it out there. Maybe I can do something for you. Maybe I can't, but you got to ask. So they're good about that.
Ann Kane, people love your commentary on Twitter about what's going on. Do you feel sometimes, I imagine there's a place where you just keep quiet, but there are.
I didn't have plans to be on Twitter back when it first started. I thought, you know, I got enough on my plate, I'll just keep doing it. But I wanted to promote women's golf and what happens on the LPGA Tour, and I thought I can do it from my side. You know, the players can do it, but I can give a totally different insight is why I started doing it. And I didn't realize it would, you know, it can be I'm going to say not even a part-time job. It can be a full-time job at times when I'm out there. But I try to just contain it to the days I'm on tour. And then when I come back home, I have a chance to do my paperwork and computer work and catch up with other players. So I'm, you know, I don't really need to be tweeting I'm cutting the grass. Or something of that nature. stick to the golf facts.
Yes, stick to the golf facts. So when you're working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when do you usually leave to go to your next destination?
I usually travel on Sundays if they're a Thursday start. Sort of depends on when they start. But, you know, Sunday evenings get me there for Monday, Tuesday, and I'm out of there Wednesday, you know, depending on flights and, you know, how my day goes with players. If I'm, you know, I know the Open, I was looking to find all the players who use the Titleist ball. Happened to find my last one on Wednesday around, I think it was 10 or 11, and I had no plans to leave until 7 p.m. that night, but I actually went and caught an earlier flight.
Wow.
You know, once you've seen everybody, I don't really need to hang around a second time and go, hi again.
Because,
you know, they've seen me once, they got what they need, and it's their turn to play the course.
Awesome. You're the best. Ann Kane, Player Promotion Executive, Women's Golf, Titleist, and FootJoy. I hope we'll talk again.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Ann. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to Royal Birkdale, and Jamie Corrigan is over there. He just drove in. I'm not sure from where, but we'll find out right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
There's a tee time at Poipu Bay at 9:40, 10:20, 11:10, and the Magento Group is going out, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Makale on the Big Island has a 9:12 and an 11:06. Volcano, it was 59 degrees. I wish I were in Volcano because it's probably going to be another 90-degree day with, yes, the winds are out of the northeast, 15 to 20, but they certainly don't feel like they're blowing that strong. It's been hot. Okay, enough of that. A Volcano has a 10:10 and an 11:26 if you'd like to play. Kapolei has a 12:07 and a 12:15. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:26. Makaha East between 9 and 11:23. They have tee times. Give them a call. And Maui Nui has a 9:16 and a 10:28, while Wailea's Gold Course has an 8:32 and a 9:17. That 8:32 may be difficult to get to. How about the 10:38? Does that one work? It's a beautiful course. Speaking of beautiful courses, James Corrigan, golf correspondent, Daily Telegraph, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and I've just been admiring the pictures of Royal Birkdale where the Open will be played come this coming week.
it really is a beautiful course, and it's probably my favorite Open course. I think it's got everything. It's got the picturesque qualities, but you know it's really demanding. It's really demanding. I think it's the perfect test of golf.
I understand that I know this sounds crazy, but the greens are not, they're more undulating than most of the open rota courses. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's why if you're looking for a winner, you've got to find a good putter. If you look at the winners down the years, they've putted great around here. They really have. Podrick, in 2008, putted great. Marco Mira in 1998, putted unbelievably well. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to putt well. They're not usually the flat links greens that you might be used to seeing.
Wow. So Rory McIlroy is going to have a hard time at Birkdale.
I think Rory McIlroy would have a hard time anywhere if he played like he did in the last 2 weeks. I was there on Friday up in Scotland when he missed the cut, and I was in Ireland the week before when he missed the cut. And he's driving the ball amazing. His wedge play is woeful, and he can't putt. But so at the moment, you just can't see Rory doing anything. The wind is going to be the forecast is for really nice weather this week. It's going to be warm for us, probably not warm for you over there. But the rains are going to stay away. But on the weekend, it's going to get windy and it's going to be fast, firm maybe if the weather works out like it is. And if it's windy, well, Rory doesn't like playing in the wind. It's very hard to see him winning. But you're always loath to write off a talent as big as that.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if he could just figure out which putter to use. He seems to be changing all the time. And the one that he decided on is not working either. It just goes to show you, it's not the putter. So I just really wish he would get it together because he can be so dynamic and he's so happy and so much fun to watch, like everybody else is, when he's on. You know, and when he's not, he's just, oh, it's watching him be so frustrated is really hard. I feel like that's me right there. Now, going to your Twitter account, of course, I had to check out what you were doing. I was wondering, reading one of, this is, can I call you Jamie?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. That's what most
okay.
people call me.
Okay, you can follow Jamie at J. Corrigan Golf, okay? And he's with the Daily Telegraph and the Sunday Telegraph as well. And he was writing that the wind gusts, he sent out a tweet that had the graph of how strong the winds were going to be blowing. Was that on Saturday? 73 miles an hour, steady winds, 21 to 44 miles an hour. At what point does the Royal and Ancient decide it's too windy to play?
Well, when the balls move on the green, it happened in 2015 at St. Andrews, and of course at that Monday finish. I think the greens at Birkdale, I think they're a bit wiser to that. They'll be a bit longer, and because they're more undulating, they'll be a bit longer as well. You know, they'll leave the grass longer. But as soon as the balls start moving, they'll call play. But you know, I'm not sure. You know, I think they could get to maybe 40, 45 until they'd move around here. So, you know, it could get very, very hard for the people.
Thank you. 45 miles an hour. We had something like that at Kapalua one year, and the flagstick was bending over. They finally decided that maybe this wasn't going to work, and they called. And another one of Jamie Corrigan's, and it's J. Corrigan Golf. One of your tweets was, not sure who'd I'd make favorite for the Open. Spieth, probably, but we all know the winner will be Daniel Berger. And
well,
why Berger? Tell me why Berger.
I had a dream about Berger on Thursday night. I had a very vivid dream. This happened to me before. And I had a dream that Darren Clark would win in 2011. And that's serious. And he was 200 to 1, 250 to 1, and you know, I told people then, I had a very vivid dream. Then again, I've had dreams every major, and most of them don't win. But I had a dream about Berger. I really like Berger as a player. I think he's a smashing little player. I think he's got the grit. You know, I think he's often goes under the radar. He's not far off the top young players. I always think, you know, in betting terms, you know, we're big into betting in Britain, and he's always a good price.
He's always a good price.
That's good.
I love
price.
It. Well, with your dream, and why not? Let's go with Jamie Corrigan's dream, a golf correspondent for Daily Telegraph on Sunday. You can go over there and put it down. People are listening right now in the UK. We also got news that Trump Aberdeen will not get to host the Scottish Open. What's up with that?
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. I thought when the story came out, it looked dubious to me. You know, I think people have put two and two together. Martin Gilbert is the chief executive of Aberdeen Asset Management, who's the title sponsor of the Scottish Open. He's quite close with your president. And there were, you know, there was rumours going around that he actually wanted it there next year. But the Scottish government are actually, you know, the Scottish Assembly, that they fund it as well. And I'm not sure if you noticed, but Trump has had his disagreements with the Scottish government over the time. And I just think the European thought thinks we just don't need the hassle at the moment. So, you know, the one thing Scotland isn't short of is great golf courses. So they're on about going to Cruden Bay instead in 2019. Next year they're going to Gullen, which, of course, is just by Muirfield. But Cruden Bay in 2019, which is an absolute wonderful link. Whenever an American comes over, an American journalist goes and plays Cruden Bay, I always can't wait to see them the next day in the media centre and say, what do you think? Because they're just stunned by it. It's an absolute amazing golf course.
Interesting that you should say that, because Jeff Shackelford this morning was on Golf Channel waxing poetic about just how much he loves Cruden Bay, and he's thrilled that it's going to Cruden Bay. He can't wait for everybody to go to Cruden Bay. we'll have to remember that when we – beg your pardon?
It's going to be a goodie. It's one I'm always looking forward to, because, you know, if it's in the same date on the calendar, we'll be going to Cruden Bay. And then the following week, the Open is going to be at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, which is another stunning golf course. So that'll be 2 weeks really to savor.
I have to put that on my calendar. Have your birthday party at Cruden Bay. That sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I've been talking to a couple of people they are travel agents for Ireland and Scotland, you know, and it's one of those places you just want to go to. But the Atlantic Lynx I featured last weekend, and there's some gorgeous courses in the United Kingdom, or in England, I should say, in England, that are really, you don't hear about them very much. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful courses.
Well, there's great courses all over Britain. I'm from Wales myself, and you know, I think Wales is the great undiscovered gem of all of the some of our links courses. Royal Porthcawl, where they have the seniors open, the senior open the week after the open, is just one of the great golf courses. It's that so picturesque. You know, there's some other great golf courses there. In England, you know, I was driving here today, and you just go past. I went past Formby Hall, amazing golf course, Hillside, which backs onto Birkdale. Hillside could even be considered to be Birkdale's equal. Tim Rose of 40 was a member for a few years at Hillside and always used to come and rave to me, you know, how great a golf course it is. And, you know, that's what's wonderful about on the coastline of Britain. There are so many top golf courses, and a lot of them are unknown. So, you know, I just urge people, you know, just don't have to go to the bucket list courses. Just go for a drive, find a golf course. Most of them are friendly in Britain. And, I do stress that the majority are really friendly, and they'd welcome with the open arms and, you know, get on there, because there's some really undiscovered gems.
What's the price to play a round of golf?
It varies. I played a round the other day on a golf course in West Wales, which looks over Cardigan Bay, just this amazing view, incredible view, and it cost me £25. So
wow.
$35.
Yes.
Then you can obviously, you know, if you go and play the really good golf courses, you're going into the hundreds. But, you know, somewhere like Hillside, which is a marvelous golf course, I'd imagine that would be about $80-$90, something like
yeah.
that, you know. And, you know, you can get some really good deals. But like I say, they don't always have to be bucket list courses, because often, you know, you'll find the locals telling you, yeah, well, that's a great course and that's famous, but there's this one just down the road that's just as good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, we pay in Hawaii $65. That's kind of the general price, and unless it's
yeah.
a municipal course. So, you know, what
yeah.
you're saying is par for the course when it comes to pricing,
yeah.
and that it's good to know for those of us who really like to spend. Now it's become a month for me. I have to go to Wales, too. I need a month off, boss. This is James
Corrigan.
You've got
to watch the weather. That's the problem with the weather. You obviously know Alex Michelli well, don't you? And I played with Alex once. It was the day before the Ryder Cup, actually, and we played and it absolutely lashed down. I mean, you couldn't see 5 yards in front of you, and that was on a course in Wales. And I said to him, the sun will come out tomorrow. And Alex, in his usual dry manner, said, "Is that your national anthem?" And you know, that's a problem with Britain. That's what we got. You never know what weather you're going to expect, and we don't know what we're going to get this week. So, stand by your beds. It could be a rough one.
It could be a rough. I love it. It could be a lashdown. I really enjoy talking with you, Jamie. I hope we'll talk again soon. And thank
Definitely
you for your
enjoy.
Insight. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Aloha. James Corrigan, golf correspondent, Daily Telegraph and Sunday Telegraph, and you can follow him. He's at J. Corrigan Golf on Twitter. We'll be back right after this. We're going to go talk with Joey Tadeo. He is the founder and co-owner of Aloha Golf Center, and it's Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. And, you know, he knows some people. You know, some people, including a guy who's trying to win the fourth senior players. And he's doing a really good job of staying at the top of the leaderboard. So, yeah, Joey Tadeo has been working with some really special people, including the most recent winner of the KPMG Women's PGA. We'll be right back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And into the clubhouse, here he comes, Joey Tadeo, a co-owner of Aloha Golf Center, both Hawaii and Las Vegas. Good to talk to you, Joey.
Morning, Danielle.
Good morning. You're in Hawaii?
I just got to Hawaii. Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Welcome home. It was a long flight.
It's always nice to be home.
I never know if you came in from Las Vegas or Japan or goodness knows where. Were you traveling to investigate new equipment or were you in Vegas?
I was traveling quite a bit to fit players for Shaft, primarily on Champions Tour. So I was on the East Coast a lot. I was the most recent at the Senior U.S. Open. That was at the Salem Country Club in Massachusetts. So I'm pretty tired from all the flying.
I bet. But what an experience. Can we start off, since this is the U.S. Women's Open week and we're in moving day, and Danielle Kang just won the KPMG Women's PGA. I understand, did you help fit Danielle Kang's driver, her shaft?
I did. She, you know, she comes by the Vegas store once in a while, and she uses a shaft that I don't think is made by the manufacturer anymore, and she commented that she wanted to maybe experiment and try some new shafts that would help her with performance, primarily distance. So I told her I'd build her a couple, and I'd go out to the course, and I'd fit her, watch her on TrackMan and look at the data and see if it could knock her current shaft out of the bag, and it seems like it did in a good way, right?
Yeah. That must feel like, what did that feel like for you when you were watching her win with a club that you helped make for her?
It was nerve-wracking, you know, watching her come down the stretch and you know, on the last hole when she hit it on the green and two, we kind of knew that she was going to win. But, you know, it was a lot of hard work to, you know, start off in Hawaii and fit local players and then the more elite amateurs and pros here, and then kind of make the jump to, you know, to the tour players. It's always a little nerve-wracking at first when you see guys that you idolize on TV maybe come in and actually ask you for your advice.
Yeah, nerve-wracking, and wow, what a wonderful feeling for you to be chase your dream and to be so accomplished at this point. Let's talk a little bit about the man who is now going for his fourth senior players victory, and he's doing very well. I don't want to jinx it, so, you know, knock wood and all that stuff. He's got three in a row. He's going for the fourth. Unbelievable how he's playing. Of course, it's Bernard Langer. And I understand you helped with Bernard Langer's clubs, too. What did you do with Langer?
Well, he asked me to, you know, to fit him for a shaft, and he likes to tinker around, and he likes to test new products, even though he may not necessarily change. So I came out, I watched him hit a little bit, and, you know, same thing, you know, I've watched him throughout the years. I watched him win the Masters and all these big tournaments. So for him to ask me to look at his swing and to fit him for a shaft, that was a real treat. What I can say is, he doesn't swing a lot faster than the average male golfer. You know, he's only swinging like 99 to 101 miles an hour compared to, you know, like the 115 that regular tour pros swing. So he gets it done in different ways, but he still hits the ball really, really well.
And he gets it done in different ways, absolutely. And that should give everybody a pause when they spend so much time with the driver. I mean, the driver's got to be dialed in, but you've got to dial in your other clubs because they're the ones that actually get you to the green, ultimately.
Yeah, he's dialed in completely. Like, you know, I've heard a story about how he knows if once the ball leaves the club base, he knows if it's within 3 yards of the last ball. I mean, that's how precise he is. And, you know, getting to watch him hit, every single shot looks the same. Every single one, and you can't say that for all of the tour players, especially the Champions Tour players. They all hit it well, but he hits it exceptionally well. It's like watching a machine hit.
That's, yes, well, speaking of it, some people call him the machine, you know, because, it's like German precision, you know, and it's and that's what he is, you know. He's just amazing, and he works hard at it. He doesn't stop. But at the same time, that swing speed, does that help save your back from potential injury?
I think he's perfected, you know, a technique. If you look at his swing, there's not a lot of bend and there's not a lot of torquing in his swing.
Yeah.
So he's been able to maintain a long career. But, you know, that's the way he figured out how to win. You know, he's a nice draw player. He hits it really solid, and he's very, very optimal. So even though he's only swinging like 99 or 100 miles an hour, he's still hitting it 270, 280 out there, you know, compared to the average golfer who swings the same speed. Maybe they'll get 230. So he's learned to dial it in and hit the center of the face every single time and get that maximum speed.
Let's go from the machine, if you will, to the mechanic. I have a picture of you now with you working with Miguel Angel Jimenez. That's what a character. Does he always have a cigar?
The most interesting man in golf. He certainly lived up to his name. You know, he was smoking a cigar when I went up and I fit him for a shaft. And you know, one of the questions I always ask the players, because everyone misses, well, what's your normal miss? Is it a draw? Do you pull it? You know, I'd like to know when you make a bad swing, what's the ball flight look like? He looks at me, takes off his sunglasses, is with a dead serious look, and he goes, "I know miss."
I know miss. Well, it's that kind of confidence.
He was joking, but he was dead serious. You know, he looked at me dead serious, so I was kind of taken aback. I didn't know how to respond, but it was one of the funniest things that I've ever experienced after the fact when I knew he was joking.
Oh! You know, I would have been floored. Like, I don't know what to say now. I may have just insulted a really important person.
Exactly.
And then you found out that he was joking with you.
Yeah, he's a character. He is the most interesting man in golf. His hair and his cigar, but he hits the ball really, really well. I was surprised. You know, he has one of those, you know, little different swings, but he knows how to hit it. He hits it as well as anyone on Champions Tour.
It's like Jim Furyk. Who would teach that swing? But if you've got a swing that's repeatable and it works, why change it? So it's finding your own swing. Arnold Palmer, you know, hello, just play your swing. So what did you do with Angel Jimenez?
Well, he was looking, you know, to test shafts, and he was kind of telling me about the characteristics he wants. He wants to launch it high, and he wants to draw the ball. So I kind of recommended a shaft. I had it built for him in the tour trailer, and I came out the next day, and we were testing, and he was actually hitting different shots because he wants to hit it low with the fade, high with the draw, you know, everything in between. And so he was looking at ball flight, and that was good. And he was also picking up about 2 miles an hour of swing speed.
Wow.
Because the shaft matched his swing. Yeah, it unloaded a little better for him than his current shaft. So, you know, after all that testing and stuff, all he did was turn around, look at me, in the bag. That's it.
Wow.
which made me really happy. Yeah.
Wow.
I saw correctly.
That is so cool. And that, you know, none of these guys would hesitate one iota to say that doesn't work. You know, it's not like they're trying to make you feel good.
there's some players that will just flat out tell you, nope, this is not it, you know. But I've been fortunate to have some good success working with quite a few of these Champions players to have them actually put my recommendation into play. And then, you know, seeing it on TV and watching them hit shots with it.
Awesome. What a feeling. Okay, one person now that I know for sure, you probably have a whole bunch in your bag, but I have a picture of you working with Tom Kite.
Tom Kite, one of the nicest pros I've ever met. I mean, just from Texas, just a real gentleman. And same thing, I think he's 67 in that area, but he still hits the ball really good. He's still really serious about the game, and he's always looking for a performance advantage.
Tell us, you know, has the shaft finally come out of the closet as being one of the most underlooked and most important part of the golf club?
I think it's starting to be accepted that the shaft is just as important as the club head, or, you know, nearly as important as the club head. The pros knew this, you know, forever. You know, it wasn't a secret to them. But, you know, with the average golfer, you know, you're spending $500 nowadays on a driver. You may not necessarily feel like or have the budget to get a shaft that will completely match up to the club head. So there's still a little bit of, you know, education there, and there's still a little bit of budget involved, you know, discretionary budget that a golfer may or may not have. So the guys are really, really serious about their game. They'll spend the money on the best shaft, you know, the best materials, and they'll see that performance advantage. And to some people, getting another 15 yards of distance or a little bit of accuracy is not worth spending that money. So, I mean, you're always facing that battle with regular consumers. But, you know, with pros, it's easy. It's so much easier to fit a tour pro than it is to fit an average, you know, weekend golfer.
You know, and part of that, of course, is they know their club. They know what they can do, and they know what a shaft will change. It's harder for people who don't play all the time or don't know the feel of the club for us to go in and say, but, you know, when you change the shaft, so let's say a weekend golfer goes into Aloha Golf Center and asks for TJ or you, Joey, and says, I want a good shaft. Would you change the shaft out, take their club apart, and help them figure it out?
Yeah, so, you know, the good thing is with all the new technology, we can take the golfer's club apart and have them try different shafts, or they can try one of our demos. We have a lot of different brands that they can try and get them dialed in. So sometimes, you know, they may have a shaft that miraculously fits them just right out of the box, just stock. But more often than not, they're using something that's too stiff or too flexible, or the characteristic's not good, has too much torque, or the kick point is too high or too low. So there's always something where, you know, they can make a change and see some kind of performance gain. Not all the time, but I would say, you know, a good majority of the time.
Yeah, that's cool. And, you know, having every advantage that equipment can give you is probably one of the most important things you can do for your game and for the fun of it. Doesn't mean, you know, once you get a club, once you get a good club, a good driver, particularly, there's no need to change. If it works, you don't have to go buy the one that comes out in a year, because the one that you've got is working for you. So investing in the club that you like already, you like the look of it, when you stand over it, you say, this is a really cool club, then it's time to then, you know, the next step is to invest in a great shaft and see what that'll do for your game. Joey Tadeo, so cool. Over at Aloha Golf Center, we can get lessons, and Aloha Golf Center is City Square Shopping Center. And, of course, if you're in Vegas, it's at 9440 West Sahara. This is so exciting. Are you going to expand from there?
It's in the plans for the near future, but, you know, it's, being a small business owner, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of time. So, you know, we just have to bite the bullet when we finally do decide we're going to.
Yeah, is that going to be the East Coast in Florida?
Probably California.
California.
Yeah, that'll be the next one.
Okay. Well, I love talking with you, Joey Tadeo. Aloha Golf Center, top 100 Golf Digest club fitting centers, and that goes for both Honolulu, the one here in Hawaii on Oahu, and the one in Las Vegas. Always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Bob Bubka, because we got to cover the Scottish Open. We got to cover, he's going to Royal Birkdale. I don't know whether he's going to take a ship, fly, or swim. With Bob Bubka, one just never knows. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And now, into the clubhouse, it's Bob Bubka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove, and voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Danielle. Sorry about the complications, but, you know, communication sometimes not foolproof, but I'm happy to be joining you and obviously very excited. Less than 24 hours, I'll be on the Big Bird over the sea to Liverpool for the 2017 Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, and it's really a very, very special place.
You know, I was talking to James Corrigan from the Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph. He said it's one of his favorite courses, one of his favorite open road destinations. So it's great.
Yeah. Now, go ahead. I was just going to say, you're right about that. The media and the players, you know, obviously it's not going to compete with St. Andrews. I mean, nothing in the world will compete with St. Andrews. But right after St. Andrews, you can put Muirfield, you can put Royal Troon, and you know, you can put where we're going next week, all in the hat, and Royal Birkdale, and you know, pick one out, and you're not going to be disappointed.
Okay, now we've always got to ask, because we never know if you're going to be, you know, staying in a converted container. What's your destination for sleeping?
Well, I'm proud to say we're going to be staying in a very nice hotel in Liverpool, and it's going to be located extremely close to the Beatles Museum. So I'm going to mix a little music and a little golf next week. It's a fabulous place. I've been there before, and I want to go back. You know, the Beatles, everybody in the world knows exactly what they did to the world of music.
Yeah, I'd be at the Beatles Museum in a heartbeat. That's another reason why I should go to the UK. I've been discussing spending a month. You know, I've got to go to Scotland, I've got to go to Ireland, and then there's the Atlantic Lynx, Britain, and then Wales has all sorts of things to offer. So a week is just not going to do it.
Well, that's for sure, and I will say this much. As I get older, I'm a little cautious on going into too many museums, afraid that they might not let me out.
You belong in here. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Scottish Open that's underway right now. And Ricky Fowler, what do you think his chances are? He seems to really love playing Lynx golf.
Well, funny thing about Lynx golf and players, over the years, what I found to be 100% true, if they play well, they say, wow, I love Lynx golf. If they play poorly, I don't want any part of Lynx golf. So we'll wait and see. I mean, Ricky Fowler is certainly in the discussion now of best player, never to win a major. Might be a little premature in his case. He's still in his 20s. But, you know, he has the talent, and he has that it factor. You know, I mean, he's got enough cockiness to win a major, and you know that's really what it's all about. A lot of players, you know, you get to that back nine on Sunday, and the realization that you may walk away as a major champion, it's hard on a lot of people.
Yeah, the expectations that everybody else's expectations ends up being your expectation. Of course, you want to win a major. You wouldn't be playing on the professional tour if you. You know, Ricky Fowler dropped down. He had a 67, a 70, and everybody was high. And then moving day, he shot a 74. Interesting to see Ian Poulter with a 67, 69, 71. I guess today was a rougher day for most because the scores seemed to be just a little bit higher. But it really is good to see Ian playing well again.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Danielle, because Ian Poulter is certainly one of the real good guys out there. Every year, he flies about 150 underprivileged children from England to Orlando, treats them to Disney World, and never wants any credit for it. He's just fabulous that way. And, you know, he grew up not too far from Royal Birkdale. He's played it many times. He knows that golf course, and the way he's playing, don't be surprised if he makes some serious noise next week.
Yeah, and he's already in the Open. So I'm sorry to just, you know, I'm just throwing this at you. I don't know who Calum Shinquin is, and he's tied for the lead with Poulter and Andrew Dott.
There must be something wrong with his connection. I didn't hear that name. I'm sorry.
Andy Sullivan is in there as well, but he's not tied for the lead. He's, you know, right there, right after that, and he's doing quite well. Let's just go right past that. There are so many great young players, though, and at any time these guys can win, and that's the strength of the tour fields. Doesn't matter. They're all up there for a reason. They're all in the field for a reason. It's because they're good. Now, let's speak about good. I'm going to completely switch gears and go to the senior players. Bernhard Langer, going for four in a row, doing quite well already. He's at the top of the leaderboard with Corey Pavin. You think he's going to hold on?
Well, Bernhard Langer, when I talk about him, Danielle, he's one of the more remarkable golfers that I've ever come across in my career covering golf. I saw Bernhard just a couple of months ago. He's playing in Houston, and he came into the media room. There was only a few of us in there, and I said, golly, Bernhard, you look like you weigh the same as when you won the Masters back in the 1985, and he said, no, you're wrong, Bob. I weigh 5 pounds more, but it's all muscle.
Uh-huh. He does look the same. I saw him at the Masters in 2013. Was it? Yeah, 2013. And he was walking the course with his caddy on a Wednesday, just checking it out. And it's striking how he just doesn't seem to change. His body is in such amazing shape. And we were just talking about how much he practices and how seriously he takes his game and what a machine he is at all of that. And yet such a family man, and he has more than just golf in his world.
Oh, he really does. He's a tremendous man of faith, which is first and foremost in his life, and then family is second, and golf is a distant third. So he keeps everything in perspective. And, he's well on his way to, being the greatest of all time. I mean, you can't, because of the limited number of majors, that's the problem with him. I mean, Bernhard Langer won two majors. Jack Nicklaus won 18 majors. I mean, so it's almost sacrilegious for me even to suggest that he would be in Jack's class, but longevity-wise, he's certainly an incredible player. I think of Hale Irwin, I think of Miller Barbara, a guy that played well for a huge number of years. And Bernhard Langer, I don't know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, he may be playing the same as he is now. He just doesn't stop.
Yep, exactly. Now, last week you were a little nervous or not quite ready because of the impact that you have on the betting parlors in Ireland. Have you chosen your do you have a pick for the Open? Have you done that yet? Have you decided yet? Is it too soon to say?
Yeah, too soon. I still need a little more information. But I'll tell you one thing. If somebody wanted to take a flyer and they're in your listenership area where it's legal, putting a few bucks, a few pounds, a few pesos, or whatever money you have on this kid, John Rahm, I don't know if you'd go too wrong. I mean, he won that Irish Open. He blew away the field. He's big, strong. Royal Birkdale requires you to be big and strong, so it's a perfect match for him. He has the confidence now. I don't know. You couldn't go wrong with John Rahm as an outside pick, that's for sure.
Okay. What do you think of Daniel Berger?
Another fascinating thing. Every time I watch Daniel Berger, and I spent some time watching him yesterday at one of the great events on the PGA Tour, the John Deere. They really don't get the credit that they deserve. But for that area, I mean, they make that event huge. And Claire Peterson, the tournament director, does an outstanding job. They have a place right in the middle of the tournament called Pork Chop Hill, the best pork chop sandwiches in the world. And a very smart thing by John Deere, they have that charter waiting tomorrow night. Anybody that's in the British Open field can get right on that charter. They'll go right to Liverpool and be at the golf course. So I think that was a huge move on the John Deere people, and it certainly has strengthened the field because players are not worried so much about getting across the pond. They finish tomorrow in Moline. They get on the plane. They wake up. They're in England.
Fantastic. Now, I lead all of this up about your picks because Janice Self, your producer, sent me a message saying that there were many entries from Hawaii for the U.S. Open contest to win the vertical groove driver, and you're going to have another contest for the Open. Pick the winner of the Open, but we can't start sending in our selections until this coming Wednesday. So on Wednesday, you need to just email or go to thegrillroom.net. That's all it is, thegrillroom.net. And then you can pick your winner. And if you pick the winner, let's say you're the only one that says John Rahm or the only one that says Daniel Berger, then you'll win a vertical groove driver. How's that, Bob?
You should be a spokesperson for those people. And, of course, the vertical groove driver just recently won the Senior Open in the hands of Kenny Curry without being compensated. And I think that's grillroom.com. I think I know what you're doing, Danielle. You're telling everybody to send it in to grillroom.net, then we won't get it. And you'll probably have a great chance. I know you.
Okay, well, that's weird because Janice sent this to me and she texted, must have put the wrong one in there. If grillroom.net don't work, try thegrillroom.com, okay, because we want you to be winners. We do want you to be winners, and you can start being a winner starting Wednesday. So who won? Who won that last vertical driver? Who was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was an avid golfer from Tucson, Arizona. Plays a lot of golf, listens to Grillroom. His name is Bill Mitchell, and boy, when we notified him that he won, he was ecstatic. And Dennis is right. We did get a huge number of entries from Hawaii, which tells me you have a lot of people listening to your golf club show, and as well they should, because you work very hard on that, and you have a unique passion for talking golf, and that's why it's an honor and a privilege for me to be on with you.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I'm looking forward to talking to you for about 3 minutes in between your Talk Sport responsibilities, since you are the voice of golf on Talk Sport. Thanks for being on the show. We have to thank the people who make this show possible. Okay? Aloha, Bob. Thank you. And the people who make this show possible include Creative Plumbing. Whether you are a building, a very large one, like a shopping center, a store, a very small one, a little boutique, a custom home, something grand or something small, a townhouse, whether you're a new build, you have ideas, you want to renovate a 1930s beautiful home in Manoa, or you want a repair or a renovation, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, you want to improve the quality of your home, but also make it a little bit more valuable. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom is the garage door for you. It's Rainer Doors. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Hey, for your home, Rainer Doors. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's craftsmen turn your building, your warehouse, a showroom. If you're working on something at home and need some assistance, they're artists with what they do. The polished concrete, amazing. It doesn't look like concrete when they're finished. Futura Stone, only the best. And Alan Nakata and Associates, they are need help. I need help. I've got my mom at home. She wants to stay home, but she needs some help, and I can't be with her all the time because I'm working. I'm probably working to try to take care of her. I'm really, really busy, and I need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative with meal planning, prep, You can have them prep the food and get it, and then they, maybe they like to cook, but they don't like to do the cutting up. Light housekeeping, assistance, bathing and hygiene, all of those things, home care, to give peace of mind to you and to the person you love. So give them a call and tell them Danielle sent you. The number, of course, is, I'm sorry, I missed the number. I have to go. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.